What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Jimmy M Podcast. Today, I've got some great people here with me. I have my brother, Brian.
Mob, what you know about it?
And I have my cousins, Lily and Caroline.
Namfo.
What's up, guys?
Welcome.
Namfo Norlak.
Thank you for being here. It's an
honor. You're welcome.
It's an honor.
Very excited to
You're
be
honored?
Here.
You're honored? You're so nice to us.
All right, so I figured today we'd talk about how our lives are going and stuff, and talk about our experiences with something we all have in common, working in retail to some capacity. The three of us, grocery store experience. He works at a
hardware store,
so it's kind
I'm
of
a hard worker.
It's kind of the same thing.
Dude, don't tell me to shut the fuck up. I'm a hard worker. I work a lot of hours a week, and I make a lot of brisha. What you know about it? Look at you. What was your bank account last month?
Negatives.
Exactly.
Happens.
No, never. Hasn't
All right,
happened.
Let's go.
Yo, we're going. It's been going.
Yeah.
So, how's Pat's? Now that you've gone back.
To start off, I'm just been working while I've been home from college. I've been there for 4 years. It's an experience, let me tell you.
Definitely. Why don't you explain what Pat's is?
Pat's is a local supermarket around these parts. Italian, you know, attracts a lot of
characters.
Yes, to say the least. For example, I had this lady come up to me the other day, and pretty much she came up to me and said, "What are you, half asleep? You look fucking out of it." I said, "Excuse me?"
Dude, stop. You think you're so funny.
Well, it's
said,
the
excuse
truth.
Excuse me?
This is what happened.
You said that to her?
Yes. Okay. I speak my mind at that place.
Okay. You've been there 4 years. It's understandable.
Yeah, I'm allowed to do whatever I want.
But she attracts this behavior from the customers. Like, I've never had this issue. It's just something about her and the vibe that she gives off.
Yeah, I can see that.
No, it's just the snotty, like, get the fuck away from me vibe. That's what I have. It's like, get what you want and leave the store.
Exactly.
I'm not here to lick your ass.
Exactly. So I go up to her. I say, you know what? Excuse me. And I made sure to carry out the rest of the transaction extremely formally and while I was wide awake. Because you know what? When someone says that you're half asleep, it's kind of just like, what?
Wake up. You got to wake up.
Yeah. So that's just one of the many experiences. I'm sure I'll get into plenty more.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, how's your life going?
Oh, you got a job interview.
Yeah, well, to catch you guys up to speed, I just graduated college literally a week ago, and I am a proud Pat's Market alumni. I worked there from my freshman year of high school until this summer, which is a long time, so I put up with a lot, and I made a promise to myself that I was not going back there for the sake of my mental health. I am not going back to that store.
That's why I
love
my
coworkers, but it's just the customers. It's too much for me.
I worked there for a day.
Yeah, it's rough out there. So I got home from my last semester of school and I didn't work for a month. And I've just been like applying to jobs in the field of communications, which is what I studied in school. And I just started Instacart shopping the other day because your girl has no money.
What does that mean?
It's basically similar to what Jim did at Stop and Shop. Fulfilling like online grocery orders. So
it's like through
a third party
company.
Why don't you just DoorDash?
I tried. I didn't really like it.
Didn't you do DoorDash and you crashed your car?
No, that was not me. It would be me, but no, it wasn't. It was not me. Anyone curious about anything about my life? All right, guys.
College. And wait, why you want to leave Oneonta? There you go.
All right, so here we go.
Because I want to answer to that question.
Yeah, I'm curious too.
All right, so I go to Oneonta. I'm a freshman. I'm about to start my second semester on Wednesday. If you know Oneonta, crazy party school, I'll get to it. Listen, the place is just too cold for me. Like, I can't handle it. Like, I love the warm weather. Like, I'm living in the middle of nowhere. Like, the sun is never out. It's always gloomy. I can't stand it. There's nothing to do. Like, yeah, I need the sun in my face. Like,
yeah, you period. You go to tanning beds, like, every day.
Every single
That's
day.
That's another thing about me. Yeah, the tanning bed.
You're going to have, like, radiation cancer when you grow up.
Well, I'd rather, you know,
oh my god,
die hot than not.
Oh,
I'd rather ooh, look, you know, like
bars
orange than
no, nothing about that.
Caucasian.
Well, whatever.
You're a Cheeto puff.
So yeah, pretty much. That's my explanation. I'm just not happy there. It's a very depressing atmosphere. So I'm going to do something about it. I'm probably going to go down south to the Sunshine State and have the sun in my face whenever I want.
Sounds like a plan.
What about Florida?
Amen.
Yeah.
That is the Sunshine State.
Oh.
Yeah, what you know about it?
Obviously not much. I mean, there's a lot of sunshine in a lot of different states. Why is it just Florida?
Because it's warm all year round.
Yeah. When it rains, it's like for like 20 minutes. Unless there's like a hurricane or something. Yeah.
Has it ever snowed in Florida? Ever?
Yes.
I think like parts of the northern area.
Yeah, probably. Because,
right?
I mean, it snows in Georgia, so it's not too far. So
anyway.
We went to Georgia once.
We did.
That was fun.
It was fun.
No, Dad. Have you ever been to Georgia?
No, I haven't.
I've never.
Have you ever been
pleasure.
Outside of this country?
Yes, I've been to, I mean, I don't know if you would count this. I've been to the Bahamas.
That's out of this country.
And
obviously,
and a private island on a Disney cruise, actually. Best vacation of my life.
Yeah, big world
travelers
here.
Highly recommend it. They have this private island. So much to do, you know. Ooh. Definitely very fun if you're of age.
Why don't you go to college there?
At the time, I was 14, so can't really do much, you know?
Why don't you get a job there if it's
baby,
so fun?
I'm going to be getting a job in the Sunshine State. There's
maybe
no
you
need.
You should do the Disney College Program.
I'm not talking about
you
this.
You should be
right
a mascot
now
at Disney.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Mickey Mouse.
You'd be a good
no,
Mickey Mouse.
No, she would
no,
be on
be
the
a
job
goofy
for 5 minutes, and she'd be ripping that like head off
yeah
the costume and getting into fights with
listen
people.
Sensory overload.
Yeah.
And so
do with a lot of really spoiled kids.
Yeah, like I can't yeah deal with, like I put up with enough.
Yeah, you put up with enough working in a local grocery store.
You think you're so entitled.
I do.
Yeah, yeah.
I do put up with a lot.
And
I do.
You
are very brave.
That's tough.
Thank you for your service.
You're welcome.
She's like the local, oh my God. She's a hometown hero for what she does.
Yes, sir. You got any stories? Any more stories?
All my stories are explicit, and they're not allowed
let
on this podcast.
Think.
All
right,
I'll tell a story.
Okay.
So basically, there was this one customer that comes into the store, and she's always just a little wacky. She's always very uptight. And Caroline and I were sisters. We're 3 years apart, but you can tell that there's a resemblance there. But people think that we're twins all the time. So this one lady, she was like always saying, the twins are here, the twins are here, and asking us all these questions. So we eventually just gave in and told her that we were twins. Came up with this whole story that we're 3 minutes apart. She was born first, even though I'm the older one in real life. And
yeah,
then
poor woman.
And then she found out somehow that we were lying to her. And she took it so personally. She was like, you guys are liars.
Oh, my God.
But not even like, oh, you guys are liars, like in a playful way. Like, she was mad.
She was so pissed.
And every time she came in, I was
my whole life is a lie.
Scared of her.
Let me think if I have any other stories. I know I have a bunch. How about the one time some woman came up to my register and said, why'd you dye your hair green? And
you
I
dye your hair green?
Exactly. Like, I'm a platinum blonde. Like, does my hair look green?
She must have been colorblind or something.
No, she was perfectly normal.
You sure? After asking a question.
Well,
like that?
You know what? No one in that store is perfectly normal.
Yeah,
even
I guess
myself. Like,
yeah,
I'm
I guess
that's insane.
Fair.
So, you know what? Like, I looked at her and I was like, what are you talking about? Anyway, it's just the little things that happen on the day-to-day basis. I mean, people ask me if we accept cash with creases and wrinkles. Sometimes,
like, very specific
yeah
question.
Like, someone asked me if they could pay with half of a $20 bill ripped down the middle.
Yeah.
You can.
Isn't that only $10?
No.
No, bro. Can't you give money if it's like more than half?
Like, I don't know.
Of the dollar, you can still give it. If it's more than half of the dollar.
I don't specialize in bank. Because
I've done it before.
I just know that it has to have like.
Because then the other half won't be more than a half. So you can't use that half. So you can't have like $40.
I do see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it works like
that. I mean, as long as it's taped back together, I'm going to take it. But if it's a fraction of the piece of dollar, no.
I actually think one time somebody handed me a bill that was ripped in half completely, and I took it and I did surgery on it. I just taped it back together.
Aw.
They did surgery on a grape.
Bro, that was like 4 years ago. I was laughing at that for like a week, I remember. Yeah, everyone was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, including me.
Yeah, I know. That shit was funny.
So we worked at the beach for a summer.
You did do that.
It was
I know like nothing about that.
Extremely chaotic. It was over 100 degrees in that little shack.
It was just way too much. And I felt like I was working in a high school, the way like the social hierarchy of the place went.
But they would be like grown adults, like acting like they're like 18. 23, like,
24-year-old, like
shotgunning
shift
beer.
I had a little bit of that at my job too.
It's the beach.
But they did not like me and Caroline for whatever reason. We were just very low key. We did not make any problems. We did our job. And they were so clicky, and just, they would have parties on the weekend, staff parties, and talk about it and just not invite us. And I was like,
tough.
I did meet this one girl there that I will never forget. I don't even know like if she remembers my existence. She was the funniest fucking girl I've ever known. Like, literally made me, like, die, laugh, like, every 2 seconds. Like, she's, like, me at my job right now. Like, I take absolutely nothing seriously.
Just so unhinged, the way that she would act. We had a little stand with umbrellas and beach flags and whatever. And one day, she just, like, went behind that counter and started twirling them around. Like, she was on flag line or something, but she was saying that she was doing Cirque du Soleil. Like, you had to be there.
Yeah.
You had to win.
It was really funny, but, you know, I'll never forget her. She was iconic. Didn't care about anything, kind of.
Would get into screaming matches with our boss.
Yeah, no, like, actual screaming matches. God. Yeah, working in retail, to sum it all up, don't do it.
It's an experience.
Just save yourself.
No, you should do it. It helps you mature.
Yeah, it really does.
No, it does.
I learned so much doing it.
And it helps you learn about society and how stupid people work. Like how people's brains work.
Yeah, because people just have no common sense.
And how rude people are.
I know.
Oh my God.
So nice to people.
Yesterday,
yeah,
old man came in. So I was like, hey, how are you? Just ignores me. Walks right past me.
Oh, I see.
He comes up to the register. He wants to buy something. Hey, how are you? Ignores me. Immediately just starts spewing his phone number at me for his rewards card. And I scan his shit.
I guess I just didn't care enough.
And then he buys it. And I say, I don't even say have a good one. I throw him his receipt.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Just chuck it at him.
Sometimes they take it, take it too literally.
People need to stop treating me like their therapist. That's just one instance.
No, you guys do deliveries.
Yes, but
yeah. I've never had to
I'm
like
the
that.
Delivery person. Like it's insane.
Do they give you gas?
No.
No, they don't give us anything.
No, I just have to go deliver to the sketchiest parts on this island. That's all.
How far have you had to go?
Farthest was probably like 35 minutes.
No, I'm talking about like
And
plates.
They bought from Pat's?
Yeah, 35 minutes from Pat's.
Why?
Because
closer,
people love pets.
Aren't
That's like Babylon.
Grocery stores.
Exactly. Anyway, if anyone from my job is watching this right now,
quit.
I will always have a place in my heart. It's just the truth, and sometimes the truth really does take a toll on you. So.
Oh yeah, the truth hurts. That's why I love being honest, because people fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what? Same. I have no filter.
When people are honest, but you got to be an honest person, because then people also. Gain respect.
Listen, have a filter, but don't have a filter.
Yep.
If there's some shit,
read the room.
If there's some advice that I can give anyone, it's, you know, live every day like it's your last. No matter how stupid that sounds.
Because one day you'll be right.
and listen, like, speak your mind. Do what you want.
Inspirational. You know what? That was amazing. That was great. Actually really good. You're so good at what you do.
Give you props for that.
Yep. Yeah.
So.
You're like Kobe Bryant.
I have chills. That was really good.
All right, who wants to speak next?
I'll speak.
Okay.
My friends at Ace always tell me that I just carry this, like, get the fuck away from me energy when
you,
I'm like,
that's exactly what I have.
Like customers will, like, get, like, 5 feet from me, and they'll just, like, kind of, like,
and they
not
know.
Ask me their question. And they'll go to someone else and ask. But
yeah, it's crazy.
Because, one time, Bubbles, Mason, they all come in to Ace. Like, Bubbles, Mason, Mason's girlfriend, Emily, they all come in. They're, like, trying to buy shit. And I have a line that's, like, across the whole store. Jeez. Like, and it's just me at the register.
I never thought that store would get that busy.
Oh, it gets pretty big on, like, a Sunday.
Oh,
on
geez.
A nice, like, oh, yeah. Sunday.
Everyone goes to fucking
right
stores
out.
On Sundays.
People
it
come
sucks.
To... Because Carp's is closed on Sundays.
Oh.
Sunday best.
So everyone comes yep. to Ace on oh, wow. Sunday when it's nice out. And they put me on Sundays every single day. I'm working
closed
tomorrow, 9
Sunday,
to 4. Bunch
Chick-fil-A.
Of bullshit.
You just wait until the summer, the sunny days.
Oh, I know. And we're open longer.
Get yourself out of there. Yeah. It's toxic.
Toxic.
What the fuck was that?
We have this little accent that we like to do with each other where we just overpronounce certain words.
Oh my God.
So say... This morning I was feeling groggy. No, you're not feeling groggy. You're feeling groggy.
Groggy.
Okay, well, no. So they all walk in the store, and the line is across the store, and I'm like doing, I'm working three registers at a time, getting all these people
That's
to come
crazy.
Up. And I'm doing, and this one motherfucker comes up to me, and he has these three bags of screws. Not, and when you come to Ace, you have to write down the price of the screw that you get because it says it on the box. Because how the fuck am I supposed to scan a screw? Without a UPC code, right?
Oh, like loose
exactly.
screws?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You have to write down how many you have and the price. So, God knows. You could lie. Like, you could write down, I got 10 and they're 10 cents each. And they could be like $10 and I wouldn't have a clue. But this motherfucker decides to come up to me with like three bags of screws. He doesn't write anything on them.
Pick
I didn't go out of my way. I told him to get his ass back there and write the prices down.
Okay, well,
and then
you
everybody
could
in the store was staring at me because I was looking at him with the biggest attitude because he was like, why do I have to do it? Why don't you do it? Why, you know where they are. I was like, sir, you picked them out yourself.
All
right. So
yes.
why don't you go write down the numbers and come back here? I'll let you cut the line.
I get that.
And he leaves.
Oh
he just
God.
Leaves. He wastes my 10 minutes of arguing when there's still people in the line. I'm fighting with this guy trying to work three registers on one person, and he decides to waste my time.
You got any? What other words do you say with that accent?
Gone.
Yeah, it
Gone.
Just has kind of has to roll off the tongue.
It's like a Long Island accent.
It's like it's just like some whack shit that I do.
I came up with it.
No, you didn't. I started yeah. saying gone.
No, I started saying gone.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
I'm not fighting with you on the podcast, but just know deep down, I started saying gone out of nowhere.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
You didn't.
Okay.
Gone.
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 Toxic.
We need more people here. We need to talk to more people. We always talk. We've talked about everything.
Imagine yeah. we had all the cousins here.
That would be
in this cramped little room.
Finanza. I don't think that it would.
We have four other cousins.
We do have
two.
Four other cousins, and one of them is having a child.
Yeah, yeah, like damn,
that's exciting. What do you want it to be? A boy or a girl? Boy, please.
Boy,
come on. It has
I think
to be
it's
a boy.
A girl.
Boy,
we're the only two boys.
I
in
want
the
it
whole
to be a boy.
Family, I need another kid that I could like fuck with and like. Like,
baby, he's gonna be like an infant. You
yeah.
ain't gonna be able to do shit.
Yeah. And I'm gonna be 21 and this kid's gonna be like 5. That's gonna be fucking nuts. I'm gonna yeah. like,
I hope
me and this
it's
kid
a boy.
Are gonna be best friends. If he's a boy, we're gonna play sports together.
Yeah.
All like
oh,
the fucking Thanksgivings and shit.
Oh, that's cool.
And Christmases. I'm gonna mess with him.
You guys want girl or boy?
I want two kids and a dog. Actually, or no, I do want a dog, but I don't know if I want one or two
I'm
kids.
I'm talking
but I
about
feel like,
what do they want Katie's child to be?
What do you mean?
Girl
you
or boy?
Like, are you on team boy or team like?
I'm team
girl?
Boy. I just
guys.
Said that.
I'm asking you guys.
I think that it's going to be a girl
no.
for some reason.
What do you think?
I want it to be a boy.
Same.
I think a lot of people think that it's going to be a boy, but I don't know.
I'm fine with either or.
Yeah, it doesn't, not my kid.
Anyway, in the future, I want like 4 kids.
Yeah, there you go. Let's talk about that. Pets. How many kids do you want?
On a big maybe piece like 3 or 4.
I don't know if I can physically handle giving birth, but I guess it's just going to be something that I have to do.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. You guys have to give. No, you don't have to, but you will eventually.
I will. If I'm able to, if I have that gift, obviously, but I don't know. I don't like medical stuff. I haven't gotten blood work since I was 8 years old because
I watch Grey's Anatomy.
Shut up.
Yeah, I want a lot of kids, pets, big piece of property.
How about you read them your list of names that you have on your phone?
Do you actually have a list of names?
Yes, but they're whack.
It's not even like
they're whack.
McKinley. Please. It's
can you please, is it exotic names like exotic?
They're like weird fucking names.
Yeah, my kid, my kid's
well,
not
why
gonna
don't
have
you share
like Michael.
Of...
Like my name's Brian.
I know like what? 5 people at my job that were named Michael at the by the around
exactly.
The, like,
it's such a common name.
I will not be reading my list of names because then I would be admitted into a psych ward.
Can we have one at least?
Rex.
Okay.
Like, I love
like
that.
Like the puppet from Victorious?
Rex.
Or
like,
the dinosaur
like Rex,
from
like,
Toy Story?
Like Rex, like neon green, like dinosaur type shit. Like, yeah.
Rex.
Yeah. Like, I love that. Like Rexy for a little girl. Mm-hmm.
Rexy?
Rexy.
R-E-X-X-I.
Roxy.
That's on there too, actually.
Oh my God, of course.
Isn't that lit?
Roxy's better than Rexy.
Isn't that lit?
Yeah, I would do Roxy over Rexy.
Like, I love that.
That's not okay.
If I really had to choose.
But it's just like
those,
that would
wouldn't.
Be my kid's name. Like,
what else do you have? Actually, you should share the list.
No.
Why?
Because I don't want my family to think I'm insane. Like, they already do, but no.
Yeah, we do.
Anyway.
How many kids do you want, Jimmy?
None.
I don't want kids.
Respectable.
I can hardly take care of myself as it is, so...
Oh my God, recently I've had this like aspiration to be a teacher. I don't know why.
What?
That's whack.
Like real like I don't know why. I just randomly had this aspiration to be a teacher.
That
like,
time
to
is
little
coming
kids.
Soon for
oh,
you.
Let's talk about our career paths.
I want to it's confusing. It's either architecture, interior design, teacher or illustrator. And that's many different things.
Good for you.
Impressive.
I feel like teacher would be lit.
No.
Yeah, you get
like
the
a gym
off.
Teacher? Are you fucking kidding me? That'd be amazing.
Talk to Poppy.
Dude, I could talk to Poppy.
Yeah, he did
Yo,
it for
Poppy,
so long.
I'm going to be a gym teacher. That'd be lit.
He did it for so long.
Teaching kids how to like play basketball and shit.
Gym? You?
Yeah, well, what do you want to do? Podcast. That's what he wants to do. Yeah, he wants to be Joe Rogan Jr. Joe Rogan, get the fuck on the podcast. I don't know what you think you're doing.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I've always had a passion for content creation. I've been doing stuff with video cameras since I was little, and then I've been making YouTube videos since I was like 9, and now it's kind of turned into this, and I don't mind that. I've been wanting to do something like this for a long time, so now that it's actually happening, I'd like
Surreal.
To put more time into doing it.
Remember when I did YouTube?
Mm-hmm. Your Elf on the Shelf.
Dude, tutorial. I was pretty good at what I did for how young I was.
Yeah.
I mean, I was practically doing, like, the uploading part and the...
Yeah, but I would edit all my videos by myself, and that shit was fire.
Yeah, Windows Movie Maker, the days.
No, and then I learned how
and
to
then,
use...
And then you learned Premiere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I picked that up pretty quickly.
What
but now I forgot
do?
How to use it. I don't know how to use it.
I have it. You can use it anytime you
She's
want.
She's gonna be a duck. What do you know about it?
No, I don't know. Like I said before, I went to school for communication, so I could really do social media. I need a job, so I'll do
That's
anything
fair.
To get my foot in the door and just be making money. So we'll see where life takes me.
Okay.
I'm just content as is right now.
I started working when I was 14 years
old. I'm trying to disclose my career information when I was 14.
14? When did you start working?
I was
16,
I was,
right?
No, I was 15.
At McDonald's?
No, I was 15. I worked at City Camp.
My dream job is like an FBI, like, investigator. I'm going to school for criminal justice, so I'm going to do something with that.
You'd be, like, yeah. outlining bodies and, like, putting the caution tape around it and shit?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to do?
Yeah, some shit like that, like, out in the field, you know?
Sherlock Holmes.
I was trying to say that name. I just couldn't get it off.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Oh, man.
You would be a detective.
Right? I give off, like...
My mom always tells me I should join the debate club.
Oh. My mom says, you should be a lawyer. You're so good at arguing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I get all the time. You're great at arguing. I do like arguing. Mm-hmm. I always win, though.
Me too.
Like you, I just don't lose because I'm not gonna. I'm always right. I always
have to have the last word.
Yep. Every single time. And if you think kid. I won't get it, you're bugging because I will.
I know.
Yeah, mom, you heard that.
Bugging
every single time.
Yep. Always have to have the last word too.
Of course.
Even at work.
Oh yeah.
Even with my manager. Uh-huh. When I was a freshman, and I first moved here. All like my friends when I was a freshman, we'd all hang out at the train station or like the library.
Classy.
Am I right?
Classy.
That is pretty
cool. That's not pathetic at all.
Well, where else are we supposed to go? None of us had a car.
The village.
I'm getting my license soon. That's pretty lit. But you know about it. I'm going to be driving before you. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to be whipping the V. Whipping the Beamer. I'm going to be whipping your car. I'm going to be whipping my own car. I'm going to get a low rider. I have all the shawties in the V. What you know about it?
Oh, my God.
Do you have tests in school?
Yeah.
Because I've had so many tests. Because remember I had COVID and shit?
Yeah. Never gotten COVID, guys.
I got COVID. I was out of school for like a week and a half. And I had to make up COVID. Like 10 tests.
You three have all had COVID. I've never
I have
had
not,
you had
I it? Didn't have COVID.
Oh, you didn't either?
No, I never did.
I had like the OG strain.
I was exposed.
Omicron.
I was exposed, but I never got it.
Dude, you love that word, don't
buggin'.
You? So do I. It's just
say it. It
buggin'.
Rolls off the tongue.
Bugging.
Bugging.
Bugging. You're bugging. You're fucking bugging. Like, what's your problem? Why did you think that? You're bugging.
What?
You're not pushing P.
What does that mean?
It's like from a song.
Yeah, I know, but like,
Gunna's
what is pushing?
I pop a P.
Like, I know it's from a song. I know the song, but like, what does pushing P?
She not a lesbian. Fuck P. She turned pesbian. Push a P. I'm pushing P.
Yeah, he was saying it to me like the other day, and like, I'm like, what does it mean? He's like, it means you're pushing P. I'm like, what does
like,
it mean?
What
does it mean? He just kept saying it over and over.
Like, say, like, you're driving down the road, and it's a red light, and you don't want to stop. And then it fucking turns green. Like, wow, that's fucking pushing P. Mm-hmm. Like, let's fucking go.
Like, pushing it. Like, you're pushing it.
No, it's just, like a good thing. Like, a positive thing. Like, if you do something good, like, say you just got off your shift, like, goddamn, that's pushing P.
Yeah,
like, for example, when
like, I'm about to be pushing P. I just got off my fucking job. I'm about to go get drunk. I'm about to fucking be pushing P.
When we were driving behind that big 18-wheeler and the van, and they both turned, and we were like, oh, yeah, like, that's push and pee.
Yeah.
I cannot be
and
on the
road. And those guys weren't push and pee when they were in front of you going slow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn. Exactly.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Noted.
And the emoji just makes it so much better.
Yeah. Was that a coincidence?
No, he did that on purpose.
Oh, he did that on purpose. Okay.
Like, he had merchandise with the pee.
Oh, wow. Like, before the album dropped?
I don't know. He was walking around the club with a hat that had a P on it.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
That's his thing now. He outsold The Weeknd.
I saw that.
Do you like The Weeknd?
I love The Weeknd. Oh, let me talk about my favorite music.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Go on Apple Music and look up Brian Mullen 99. Add my playlist. It's
Spotify
the best playlist you ever listened to.
03 Hoffman C. I love Big Booty, Kevin Gates, like,
dude,
The Weeknd, like, Drake, like, all of it. Nicki Minaj, like, my playlist, like, my fucking music taste is immaculate.
Basic.
No, it's not basic. It's really not. What other girl like me listens to fucking Kevin Gates?
Takes a special kind.
Yeah. Exactly.
There's a lot of people.
No.
Special breed. Like you.
No one listened to Big Booty. There you go. You are a special breed.
Shit's
when it comes
fire.
To Big Booty. Big Booty mix.
Yep. So
it's like
fire.
15 seconds of each song though. It's not even like.
But it's like lit. Like they have like sound bites. Like go listen to it. My favorite's Volume 11.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How many volumes are there?
Like 20.
Oh God.
Is this like consistently updated?
Yeah. Like every 3 or 4 months they come out with a new one.
Nice.
I think you were playing that in the car one time.
It's all she listens to.
Yeah,
in
the car. You picked me up or something.
Yep. Yeah. I know. They're hour long. I have like them all memorized.
They're good to work out too.
Yeah.
or party too.
Working out. I haven't seen that guy at the gym ever since that one day. Mm. He's just, yeah, I guess he just cut it off.
I guess he let himself go.
Must suck to suck.
Yeah.
What guy? The guy who broke your ankle, or?
Oh no, I see that guy every fucking day, and I stare at him with the most dirty look I've ever like given someone in my life.
You should talk about that.
Okay, so I was at the gym playing basketball with John Lennick. What's up, John Lennick?
This was in December.
Let's check. Let's see the date. Let's.
It was December, right?
Let's find the exact.
Because I know you got COVID. Like, no, it might have been November, and then you got COVID in like early December.
Let's see. This happened. Oh, I have so many memories. Happened on the 22nd of November.
Okay, so end of November. And then you got COVID early December.
Yeah, so I was in the gym playing basketball. I go up for a layup. I miss that shit, OD. So I go up for the rebound. Right when I go up for the rebound, I'm in the air. Like, I got that air time. And this motherfucker decides to set a pick. Like, standing up. And then my hip hits his shoulder, and I'm sideways in the air trying to, like, figure out how to land. And I just land on my ankle, and my leg is this way, and my ankle's like that.
Oof.
Yeah, and it was so fat and giant.
That's
tough. And I didn't, like, I wasn't, like, in pain or anything. I was just, I had so much adrenaline rushing through my body. So I go to the lobby, and I'm sitting there, like, because I don't know how to leave. I can't just, like, hobble out. So I'm sitting there, and they're all looking at me. And then, like, five people walk in the gym, and they're like, oh, that's broken. You're fucked. And then I just start crying. I'm like, oh, no. Like, thanks for the realization, buddy. Why don't you just let me, like, be confused for a little bit and then figure it out eventually. And then I go to the fucking urgent care, and I was sitting there for, like, 2 hours. And that, by this point, I'm in pretty much pretty decent pain. And the urgent care is taking so goddamn long to take care of my ankle because there's, like, three old people in there like, I need a COVID test. I need a COVID test. Like, go get the stupid vaccine, you 90-year-old fucking brain-dead melon. Like, let me get my ankle fixed. And then they do the x-ray. They do it wrong. So then they, like, tell me that there's so many things, like, wrong with my ankle. And then we go to the actual doctor. And they're like, it was, like, kind of fine, but it was still messed up. And then I stopped wearing the boot for a little bit, so I, like, fucked it up more.
Well,
I'm not wearing it right now.
That's on you.
It's on me.
How long until you're, like, fully healed?
6 months.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Do you get to participate in gym class at school?
I'm not allowed to, but I do. Like, I'll be shooting hoops and shit.
Nice.
But I haven't jumped in, like, 2.5 months. Just kind of like, it's
jumping?
Weird to think about. I do. No, actually, like, it's a,
you know what I haven't done
I
in a
do
long
miss
time?
Jumping. It jumping. Is, no, dude, it is the little things. It feels really weird to, like, jump and, like, just be up in the air after being grounded for 2.5 months.
Yeah.
You do
that's,
take it for
that's
granted.
Really deep.
Like, when you're
that
walking
damn,
and, you, and you're
deep.
Trying to dodge something or some, say there's something on the fucking ground, I can't jump over
I'm
it.
I'm getting emotional.
Yeah, doesn't it make you want to start crying?
Yes.
Like, when I'm playing basketball and I want to go up for a layup, like, I can't jump. I can't jump.
That must be really hard for you.
It is really hard for me.
Sorry,
and
you
know what?
You
no, but
that.
I can run. I ran 4 miles the other day.
Damn.
At the gym.
Jeez. That's good.
Oh, yeah. And I lost 500 calories.
Good for you.
Oh, yeah. And then I went to Taco Bell and gained it right back.
It's okay.
It is okay. That's
to
how
the
you
best
do
of
it.
Us.
Mm-hmm.
That is how you do it. You work out, you get that sweat, and you end with the cardio. Lose those extra calories, and then you go eat some fucking Taco Bell. It was TBT, Taco Bell time. That's what it was. You go on the mobile app, you get that free shit. Fire.
Did you get the chicken wings?
I have yet to try the chicken wings, but I always get the. I always
What's
get the.
What's your favorite fast food?
My favorite fast food. Hmm.
It's very hard.
I have my answer.
I mean, my go-to is always just. It's always Wendy's. The 4 for $4. Or the biggie bag.
Mm-hmm.
The biggie bag is gas. The biggie bag. But they got rid of the... It used to be a 10-piece nugs. Now it's a fucking... I think it's a 4-piece or a 5-piece. But it used to be a 10-piece nugs for the biggie bag. But they violated. And they made it... Like, what's the point of getting a biggie bag when you could just get the 4 for $4 with the same thing for $1 less?
Yeah, I don't really know if I have a favorite fast food. It's
you
all
like
the
McDonald's,
same shit.
Though.
Yeah, McDonald's is good, but it's
McDonald's
all
is
the
greasy.
Same shit. It's all the same. I will say, fucking Sonic is so
Never
good.
Never had it.
Sonic is so good.
I
don't remember the last time I actually had a meal from there.
I actually had a severe addiction to the Oreo cheesecake milkshake over the summer. Like, at one point, I had like 5 in 1 week.
Ew. What's your favorite?
Five Guys. I really like Five Guys. It's just a little expensive.
Yeah, but that's not what we're talking about.
I don't really know if I consider Five Guys fast food. I'm thinking more of like some place that has a drive-thru.
Yeah, if we're talking like a drive-thru fast food, I would say either Taco Bell or McDonald's. If it was like my freshman or sophomore year of high school, I would have said Burger King because I spent like all my time
Burger
there.
King is gas.
Wasn't
Burger
that right King could be so much better.
It
house.
Really could be. I prefer other things over it now. But
the chicken fries are just like, those are good, but like, any place could make a long chicken nugget. Yeah. Like, come on.
Yeah.
I'm a big Chick-fil-A girl.
Chick-fil-A is good, but they should be open on Sundays.
I agree.
Yeah, they would have so much more business if they did that.
Agree, but it's all about those values.
Grilled nugs are good with the Polynesian sauce.
I've never had that. I don't think I've ever had the grilled nugs.
You get the Chick-fil-A sauce? Yeah, I grew out of that sauce. It's pretty boring.
Next time I'll have to try the Polynesian.
Polynesian is fire. They got to put the Polynesian in stores. You know how they have
They did.
They did.
The mom's a fucking mom. You're a liar.
It was in this. It's in the fridge. She got some.
Oh, so I'm sorry. You bought it. You're the best. Thank you. No, because I asked her to buy it like a couple days ago, and she's like, "They don't have it." And then now it's in there.
They had some at Stop and Shop. I saw it, and I was gonna buy it.
There's
and
been
then
times when
I
only see
the
Polynesian
in
there in the store. Because I wanted to get some when I moved into my apartment at school, and they only had Polynesian
How many
sauce.
Rooms are in your apartment?
Just one.
Just one?
It was just me and my roommate sharing a bedroom.
Yeah. Was your room bigger than her room?
Yes.
I feel like that was so, like, claustrophobic in your room. You had, like, 2 feet of space between your bed and her bed.
The pictures I saw, it looks pretty
It's actually
cramped.
Very big.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's bigger than my freshman dorm.
Yep.
Why don't you live outside of college?
I don't have a car or money for that.
I would just like get like a bunch of friends and move into a crib.
Maybe I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Are you really?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm leaving.
Like, that's what I was just about to say. You're not working on it, you fucking liar.
Okay.
It's very hostile.
You guys used to fight. We all used to fight.
Yeah.
And then we grew up.
We never fought.
I'm talking about like you two and us two.
We didn't. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You guys. Yeah, sibling rivalries and shit.
Yeah.
We had a 4-year difference. That was even more so than a three year.
Oh, wow. One year.
I know, but it's still like.
Yeah, 4 years seems much longer than three.
I mean, didn't you guys go to school together?
Yeah, you guys were in school together for a year. We didn't have that. Like, I was out of high school, and
Lily was the biggest bitch in high school to me. Like, she thought she was the shit.
I did.
That's tough.
Like, no, baby. I'm sorry.
What happened when I, like, didn't let you ride in the car with me to school?
Oh, I don't know.
You're like, oh, she, like, pissed me off, so I'm like, you're done coming to school with me in my car. You're taking the bus this week.
Like, wow, you're a bitch.
Ooh. I think you must have done something.
I would just, like, cut. And I would have just blamed it on you. It's my junior year.
You do
year.
Not need. Important. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Not
if
f-
you
want
to go to
me.
A good school and.
One of my friends just made it to Duke University. I looked up the acceptance rate. It's 7.7%.
For sport, probably.
Basketball.
Yeah, that's why.
That's insane. That's such a good school for basketball. Oh, my God.
Fire.
I'm going to pull this bitch out.
Mentally ill. Mentally ill cousins.
The cousin quartet.
I want to be a singer.
Nice.
Since when?
Would you ever be a singer?
Yeah.
If you could sing, would you want to be a singer?
Yeah.
Sing us a song.
No.
Nice case.
Thanks.
It's like your tattoo.
Yep.
What tattoo do you want to get on your arm?
I don't know.
You were disclosing information about that on your story.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You don't know? Where do you want to get it? On your forearm?
Something like right here.
Yeah. Do you still have your
thing? It would be number three.
My thing?
Your tattoo?
I never got one.
Didn't you have like a stick and poke done for by your friend?
No, I was gonna get one done, and then I was like, you know what, that's stupid.
So it never actually happened?
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Good.
It was just impulse. Like, mm-hmm. My brain was like, you know, I'm a very impulsive person. We're both like that. You two are the same.
Yeah.
That's like the whole family. Like, we're Julie. Mm-hmm. You guys are fucking Katie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that weird how that works?
Nothing bad. Like, no, it's just true.
Yeah, it's just the way it is.
It's just how it be.
The first one is more mellow, and then the second one's more cray-cray.
The party
like
animal.
We all played just sports gonna say the party too. Animal.
Yeah, we all played sports. We have fun. We know how to have fun.
Oh my god! You act like I'm no fun.
Well,
bro, both of you were the most boring teenagers, fucking
and kids.
Ever.
We didn't have friends
ever.
I didn't have friends either.
I had friends, but like my
you're
friends.
Saying I didn't have friends as a teenager.
No, like no. A kid.
Don't
a
get
kid.
Offended,
little kid. I didn't either.
I was popular.
It's not
as
a bad
kid.
Thing. I didn't really have friends as a little kid.
I was always
I'm
just funny.
Lit.
You gotta
yeah.
be funny when you're little.
I had like different friends every year growing up, like people in your class.
Yeah,
I always had a always friend changing. Group, like a strict friend group, and then I yeah. moved.
Yeah, you still keep in touch with them though, which one is person. Just one.
Matt Nystrom, you're lit. Who's your favorite teacher? What was your favorite grade like in school?
10th.
10th grade?
Yeah.
Why?
It was fun. I had fun. I played lacrosse. I had, like, a lot of friends.
Mine's probably this yeah. year. This year's been a pretty good highlight. Well, not yeah. 20, like, my junior year of high school.
Senior year was also good because it was a complete joke and I didn't have to do anything.
My sophomore
10th year 10th and 12th
terrible.
Were good. Freshman and 11th grade were fucking terrible.
What year was COVID for you?
11th and 12th. Yep.
I hated that. I hated, like, the whole online learning thing.
Same.
Yeah.
But, you miss it after a while.
I got so lucky. I got so lucky.
Yeah, for real.
if I was just a year younger, my senior year would have been fucked.
Or, well, like, you also got lucky because you don't fucking go to school. Like, if you went to college.
Yeah, if I went to college, yeah. But I'm talking about, like, my last year of high school. Like, if I was a year younger.
Yeah, bro. Ruined.
Because like, that happened with Liam and it happened with a bunch of other people.
Me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like just the senior year. Like, halfway through the senior year.
Mm-hmm. Because
that's when it happened. It was like, whoa. Now
I'm
what?
I'm going to be a senior.
That's insane.
I was just like 5.
You're going to be 17 in May. I'm going to be 22 when you graduate high school. How does that feel?
Why are you asking me? How does that feel for you?
Well, how does it feel for you that I'm going to be so old?
I don't really give a shit.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to be 19. Like, what?
You're like, I 22. Always look at you as the same age as me.
Or at like, this point, yeah. But like, you know.
Not like I'm not like you're young. Like you're as young as me. Like I'm as old as you type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because everyone looks at me in my school like I'm a senior.
Really? Yeah, because you only hang out with seniors pretty much.
Yeah, I know, because everyone in my grade's fucking whack.
Yeah.
They're all stuck up.
Yeah, when I was
sports players.
Freshman and sophomore in high school, most of my friends were like juniors and
like
seniors.
Half the kids in my fucking grade are like gonna peak in high school.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah,
it's really sad.
I had a lot of that and I found a lot more fun with like the older kids.
Exactly.
Because they drive and
then there's also like they also like don't even look at you differently
exactly.
after a while.
Yeah, they never looked at me different or anything.
Fuck,
you know,
fuck.
There's always so much
with kids in the
toxicity
same
with people my age. I'll go to my reunion, but like I'm only gonna
fuck
go
there. That.
I'm only
gonna
go there for specific people. I'm not gonna go there like to see everybody.
Oh my god, a reunion.
Yeah, that'll happen someday.
That's so weird.
Our parents go to them.
Mom went to a high school reunion.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah, it's like every 5 years.
Yeah, my 5 year is next year.
Oh, that's crazy.
I know, right?
That is insane.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you've been out of high school for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I went to like the townie bar on Thanksgiving Eve, and it was basically like a reunion. Everybody that graduated between like 2015 and 2021, I guess.
Yeah.
Everyone was there.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, that's why once a year is good.
When I went to the St. Rocco's Feast in the Cove, I hadn't seen most people since I graduated because I moved And like I was around kind of, but not too often. I would just be with the same people. And then COVID happened. So that it was like a year and a half at that point. I wasn't seeing people. So I went. It was like, holy shit. Like I haven't seen you in like feels like forever. Like,
yeah,
I saw a lot of people I hadn't seen in so long. It felt really great. And been reconnecting with a lot of people. Hopefully get them on here. I have a couple of people lined up, so that's going to be fun.
Definitely.
Yeah, very excited.
Mr. Barry on here.
I want to have him on here. Him and Pat. That's going to be, that'll be great.
Cool beans.
Well, everyone, that's going to wrap it up for this episode. I want to thank you all so much for watching and or listening. If it's your first time, feel free, if you're watching on YouTube, smash the like button, hit the subscribe button, post notifications, you know the drill. You can check this podcast out, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Anchor, bunch of other platforms, links down below. If you'd like to support the podcast, I have a support link. You can do 99 cents a month, $4.99 or $5.99 or $9.99, sorry. Just a little support thing to help keep this thing going.
Cool. Well, thanks for listening, guys.
Have a great day.
Take it easy.
Buggin'.